Our Pure Michigan Moment with Nick Nurbin. He is the Media and Digital Director at Travel Michigan through the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. They're the folks behind the Pure Michigan campaign and on the air each week here on 1290 WLBY. And Nick, when I think of Michigan and summertime, I think of glorious, beautiful times. We have it all here. This is a stunning state. All four seasons, but especially in my estimation, in summertime.
Yeah, we are one of the best four-season destinations in the country. People love coming to visit Michigan throughout the year. But I think you're right. There's something special about not only for our visitors, but also for those of us who live here. We're very fortunate to be part of a beautiful, beautiful place that has so much to do during the summer.
Well, let's talk about some of those great things to do and places to go and give people an idea of mapping out their own plans this summer, Nick.
Well, one of the things that I always talk about is Grand Rapids, where we live, and also the lakeshore. We were out this past weekend out at PJ Hoffmaster State Park. We brought our dog Bubby out there and brought the hammocks, went for a swim, really enjoyed the beach or the beautiful state park out there. But here in Grand Rapids, there's so much to do and see. Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park has become a destination from all over the place. People travel to the Grand Rapids area. They've got a summer concert series. They also have right now a Dale Chihuly glass art exhibit, indoors and outdoors, a spectacular exhibit happening there. And it's a beautiful time to visit there throughout the year. Also, there's some wonderful museums that are very educational for families that want to learn while they travel, like the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. Special celebrations happening this year for America's 250th. And there's also the Grand Rapids Public Museum that talks about Michigan's history. Some wonderful opportunities in Grand Rapids. But when we talk about the lakeshore, that's where, you know, the summertime really shines. From Saugatuck up into Holland and Grand Haven, the beautiful lighthouses, piers, and beaches. Lots to see in West Michigan.
One thing that I think is really unique is the tall ships sailing and how this family business is really doing great business. The Morris family launching Sailing Saugatuck. You can find out more about it by going online to michigan.org/summer. And you will get right to the page that has all these ideas we're talking about. But click on the tall ship sailing. That's not something you get to do every day of the week, right?
It's so fun. You know, they have that up in Traverse City as well, the Manitou up there.
Yes.
There's a lot of different opportunities where you can get out and explore on the water. And in Saugatuck, they also have a really retro boat rental that they've been converted to electric boats, so they're quiet.
Ooh.
And you can cruise around there in the harbor area in Saugatuck, you know, with you and your loved ones with you. It's so much fun.
Oh, that's neat. I guess I've never heard of an electric boat before, Nick.
Yeah, they changed from a gas propelled engine into a very quiet, smooth electric motor. And they don't go fast. They're not designed to go fast. They're designed for cruising. And then these retro old school style boats. So it is really unique and a ton of fun right there along the waterfront in Saugatuck.
Do you know, we have a number of no wake lakes, of course. Do you know if those would be allowed on a no wake lake since they're quiet?
Well, absolutely. And there's actually a manufacturer of boats called Duffy. And they're kind of an open format boat. So it's like you can all sit around and talk with each other. And there are cruises, like, for example, in Frankenmuth, they have cruises on those Duffy style boats where they've got wine and cheese. You enjoy the scenery and it's just a slow, mellow cruise in the evening. It's beautiful.
Oh, that sounds like bliss to me. I love that.
It is. It is.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to the opposite coast, the Sunrise Coast of Michigan. We're talking about East Tawas, Oscoda, and Alpena.
Well, we talked earlier this year. I went over with Emma and Bubby to the Thumb Coast over there from Port Huron up to Port Austin and into Bay City. I also love the Sunrise Coast, as they call it, from Tawas Point in East Tawas all the way up to Alpena and Sheboygan. In that area, US 23 Heritage Route runs right along Lake Huron. The Sturgeon Point Lighthouse is beautiful. The town of Oscoda has some gorgeous beaches. And right there near Oscoda is the River Road Scenic Byway. It goes due west out along the Ostable River with spectacular views over the Ostable River Valley. There's even dunes you can go explore and then go down to swim in some areas that are behind a dam on the Ostable. And Lumberman's Monument, it's kind of a historic marker that has some information and a dedication to the timber industry that really helps settle that area. So a ton of things to explore along the US 23 Heritage Route.
Oh, how fun. All right, now we're going to go way up to the Upper Peninsula, Michigan's UP.
Well, I know you've spent some time up in the UP as well, and I love it up there. We've done a ton of exploring and Munising. Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore is just such a spectacular place. You know, in the national park, the 200-foot sandstone cliffs overlooking Lake Superior. Incredible hiking. If you are a hiker, like to do some short or long distance hiking, this is the place to go. They've got beautiful waterfalls that you can see, like Munising Falls is very easily accessible from the Munising side over there. But then in the backcountry, you can get out and see Chapel Falls and hike out to Chapel Beach. And then if you explore by boat, you can go to Spray Falls, which is a waterfall that tumbles into Lake Superior. We rented a pontoon boat in Munising from Seabird Pontoon Rentals. We drove the boat right out along the lakeshore or along Pictured Rocks. And you can see all the spectacular sights and the waterfalls right from the boat.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been wild. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. Obviously, Lake Superior, you know, the swimming temperatures are a little cooler. You always want to make sure to wear your life jackets and take, you know, appropriate precautions for weather and all kinds of things. But if you get a day like we did, when it's a calm, sunny day, there is really nothing like it.
Oh, I know. All right, so let's go from the UP and travel back down the west side of Michigan and M22, that iconic stretch of roadway.
It is a national scenic byway, and it's incredible from Manistee all the way up into the Leelanau Peninsula. And some of my favorite towns in that part of the state are right along that drive, from Manistee to Arcadia, Frankfort, up into Glen Arbor, where the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is, and Leland. The Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive near Glen Arbor is a must for any Michigander. You've got to go do this Pierce Stocking Scenic Drive. There are about 14 stops along the scenic drive, and number 9 is all the locals know it because it's the main overview of Lake Michigan. And everybody asks, have you ever climbed down the dune and back up? Because there's a big sign there that warns you, if you go down to the bottom, if you have to get rescued, you'll have to pay for it because it's a long climb back up. I prefer to enjoy the view from the top. I don't like to go down to the bottom. It's a very long climb back up. I've done it one time.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I've done it many years ago. I climbed down there to take a swim and then hike back up. It is a long climb. I'm telling you, it's not something I will do again.
Were you crawling up?
Essentially, yes. You know, you walk up the sand, but it is very steep. And that's what I was doing for about the second half. I was basically crawling with my hands to get back up the top. And, you know, it is definitely a long climb back up.
How do they get people back up if they can't climb themselves?
Well, they either bring a boat down to the bottom, or they'll find other ways to bring them back up to the top. But they do have to have folks come out and rescue people occasionally who get in over their heads. But the view is absolutely gorgeous. And I think that's the best way to experience the scenic drive, is to stop at number 9, get the photos with the family, then enjoy that incredible view.
All right, let's get active now and tee them up. Let's do a little golfing in the state of Michigan. What do you recommend?
Yeah, Michigan has the most public golf courses of any state. And if there are golfers listening, I'm telling you, Michigan has so many wonderful destinations, and they're probably well aware of them. Mount Pleasant, where I went to junior high and high school, is kind of a hidden gem when it comes to golf. The Bucks Run and Polecat are championship caliber golf courses. There are several other local golf courses there that you can get reasonably priced accommodations and wonderful downtown and fun amenities there in Mount Pleasant, and still have great golf. Gaylord, of course, you know, with more than a dozen fantastic courses, you know, Treetops is a global destination for golf with its big name designers like the Fazio Master and the Rick Fazio and the Rick Smith, masterpiece. They also have Treetops, which is a world famous par 3 golf course that has held national tournaments. And so Gaylord is incredible. Petoskey area with the Boyne Golf Properties and like the Highlands has so many wonderful golf courses. Bay Harbor, of course, right along Lake Michigan. And in Traverse City, they have the Grand Traverse Resort, which is home of the Bear, designed by Jack Nicklaus, really helped to get the resort golf industry started in northern Michigan. The owner of the resort in the early 80s told Jack Nicklaus, "I want the most difficult golf course in northern Michigan." And he succeeded. Wow. It is a challenging round of golf and also spectacular and beautiful.
Well, all of this is detailed at michigan.org/summer. You click on that page and they've got so many fun ideas for you. dining with a view. They have a number of scenic Michigan restaurants listed down there. All the summer festivals, you can click on those. Where to taste pure Michigan wine. So if you're trying to put together kind of a theme to your trip, it's very easy to do at michigan.org/summer. Do you find that this is the time of year when your office is getting more calls from tourists who are trying to put their trips together and want some ideas? Do you see clicks go up summertime?
Oh, absolutely. People are very interested in exploring Michigan. We have our travel guide that's also available at michigan.org. A lot of people, thousands of people request it every year because it helps them discover things that are new, find a place they haven't visited, or maybe revisit an old favorite and do something different while they're there. And that's what we're all about. And at michigan.org/summer is a great place to start.
All right. Nick Nurbin is Media and Digital Director of Travel Michigan with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Where's your next trip going to be, Nick?
Well, we're going to be heading up the island at some point. We want to get up to Mackinac. We love it up there. And there's a wonderful article in Travel and Leisure this week that talks about Mackinac Island as a destination with a lot of history there. So we love enjoying the island. And we're also going to Wilderness State Park up that way later this summer, where we stay in the wilderness cabins they have there on the Straits of Mackinac. So can't wait to get out and explore that Straits of Mackinac region.
He's a true travel veteran of the state of Michigan, Nick Nurbin from Pure Michigan. It's such a joy having you on the air with us. We really have appreciated all that you have done for us on the show and turned us on to new places and new ways, I think, of enjoying what we have here. Because when you live in a place, sometimes you take for granted of its beauty and what it has to offer, because you get that tunnel vision, and you've opened the door each week for us, and we have really appreciated that, Nick. Thank you.
Well, that's one of my favorite things to do is find new things I've never seen. I still discover new things every year and every summer and every fall and every winter here in Michigan. Honestly, I spend a lot of time doing it, and there are still so many places to discover. So yes, time to get out and explore.
Thank you for sharing your vast knowledge with us. And your trip begins where?
At Michigan.org.
It does indeed. Michigan.org with our great friend Nick Nurbin from Travel Michigan through the MEDC here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.